بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to Heracles, Hercules. One of the first lines, Aslim Taslam. Presently, we are in the habit of looking at translations or just listening to one person or the other person and basing the foundation of our deen from what we heard from any speaker, any book, or any discourse. And then when we hear about Islam, then we will just say Islam means peace. Whereas that is not the meaning of Islam. Then the actual meaning of Islam is submission. And submission with two conditions attached: humble submission and cheerful. And that has to go with Islam, because if it is a submission done grudgingly, so that Allah Pak doesn't want that. And that is against وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا لَا يَجِدُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ حَرَجٌ. It's against that. So that submission has to be done with all humility and cheerfully. It's command of Allah Ta'ala. So that's the meaning of Islam. And Hercules rejected after discovering and finding out and verifying the credentials of Lewis Larson, because he ran the whole test himself. He himself was an alim, and up to that point the ulama of the Christian kingdoms were the ulama, because Islam came to terminate all this. So who were the ulama? They were the ulama. And he was a leading alim. Not just a simple alim, a leading alim. But then he found out the credentials of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He found out what was the lineage, best lineage, honesty, the most truthful. His following is increasing, decreasing. Found out, did you ever see him speaking a lie? No. What is the type of people that follow him? All his questions. He ran through all the questions. And then he says, see, what you're saying is true. So he'll rule this land that I am sitting on. At that time he was in Baitul Muqaddas, because he just won against the Persian Empire. And as a mark of respect, he said, I'll come to Baitul Muqaddas and show my gratitude. Because Baitul Muqaddas was their Qibla at that time. So now, yeah, he's verified the credentials. And to play it safe, so he ran the whole thing with his immediate advisory. See, in a parliament, you have those that are close and those that are secondary level. So the immediate people, and he got all the locks, all the doors locked. So that if it is something that is distasteful, they can't run away. Because if they run away, right, then there'll be some type of a commotion in the entire state. Because they'll run away and they'll say this is what he did. So there'll be a commotion. And if the doors are locked, he can still call them and he can still put things right. So when you explain to them that this is the religion, if you want something good, go with this. And there was a big commotion. They all ran for the doors. Come to the doors are locked. So he called them back. He said, no, I just did this to test you out. What is your commitment to Christianity? And I see that you are very good Christians. So, mashallah. And they all made sajda to him. Commotion is over. But there's two points that you need to understand here. One is he didn't understand, he didn't read the words carefully. The words was Aslim Taslam. Except, actually, what is Islam? Humble, cheerful submission. You do this and you will be in ease, you will be in peace. So that is Islam, that when you are in peace with Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will make your life peaceful. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْسَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. So you in peace with him, he will make your life peaceful. You made the peace with him, then he will make the peace for you with people. But you broke the peace with him and you want things to be peaceful for you, it can't happen. Because he's controlled. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But then he realized, he saw the truth, right? Bukhari Sharif has got it. وَكَانَ هَذَا آخِرُ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ هِرَقَلْ. This was the last, this was the end of him. So he understood it, but then there was some impediment that had blocked him. And that was the thing, that is how he died. He died with that obstruction. So what was that impediment? So that impediment is for all, for the rank and file, for the hierarchy, for the ordinary, for the ruler, for the subject, for the educated, uneducated, for the popular, for the unpopular, for everybody. So what he looked for was two things. He wanted control over finance. He had all the comforts. He wanted the control over wealth. And he felt that my immediate circle are going against me, then I will lose it. And number two, he wanted power, right? And if these people are out, then they, each one of them, has got an influence over millions of people. So my whole control will go, the control over the wealth will go. So now this is the problem internationally. The rulers and the subjects, the popular, the unpopular, the learned, the unlearned, educated, uneducated. Two things. What are they looking for? Control of finance and power. In tasawwuf, they may say it in different words, but it boils down to the same thing. Hubbe mal, hubbe jah. Right? It's two things. So, you got the wealth, and now you want the power over the people. So that became an impediment. Right? So this becomes the impediment on the path of progress in deen. I want that wealth, control over that wealth, and I want the power, that I'm not answerable to anybody, and I can call the shots, I can make things happen. Nobody, I'm not answerable to anybody. So now that's the problem, that's the problem in the progress on the path. That is for the person who's desirous of progress. Person who's not desirous of progress, it's a different thing. But the one that is really desirous of progress, then he has to keep checking his intentions, his actions, his behavior, his words, his harakat and sakanat. He must see it all the time. That am I out for my material progress and control? And am I out to see that I got the power? Power means, nowadays in different words, recognition, publicity, popularity, influence. Have I got that or am I losing it? So if it is that the mind is going towards these two things, then there's no progress, there's retrogress. You know that clip of Mawlana Salim Durrat was out. So he says it very nice. He says, though he's like a very calm and a composed speaker, not an emotional outburst. Very calm and very composed. He says, see, we are giving the mimbar to all and sundry. Man of experience, saw life, saw travel to different parts of the world, so he saw everything. So he says that we are giving the mimbar to all and sundry. Now, and then what's our focus? Our focus is crowds. So I want to see now what crowd I got. 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people. So I'm measuring my acceptance with the crowd. This is the crowd, so that's my acceptance. This is the, don't allow your eyes to be focused on crowds. Be it 100 people, his words 50 people, but she's big, you know. But the person that you're putting on the mimbar, he was killed. Nazriyat ghalat now. Ghalat nazriyat now. His beliefs, his thinking must not be wrong. Whether the audience is 25, 50, 100, whoever, but his thinking mustn't be off. Thing must be right. Then he goes on, the point that he stresses on, he says, you see, to put up this masjid, there were a lot of people's contributions. He's talking of England. Someone gave £25, £50, £100, £1,000, £10,000 for the construction of the masjid. Right? They are dead and gone. What was their dream? Their dream was the right message with the right khiyal, with the right figure, right thinking must emanate from this spot. Right? Will this be a distrust? Would this be a breach of trust to these people who had founded the masjid? That we put anybody and everybody on the mimbar to give, say whatever he wants, will that be a trust being executed, or it will be a breach of trust? If we have to meet them on the day of Qiyamah, and they have to ask us that, you know, we entrusted this whole thing to you people, and you brought anybody, everybody, do you apply? This is more or less the end of his taqreer. I ask you, that will you employ anybody and everybody in your business to manage the business? Will you? He can be doing things, jai is also permissible. But now if you understand that he's opened up another business and very discreetly he is directing the client to his business, I will retain him. Why? I will maintain him. I will keep him. You know that this is a breach of trust. I am entrusting you for you to further my business, not to further your business. And now if this person is being placed on that spot in the mimbar to further his business, not the business of Allah Ta'ala, not the business of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then is it the right thing for us? Is it a breach of trust? So understand this very carefully. And I say this because there is a flood of speakers now. Anywhere, everywhere. I don't think there is a shortage of speakers. There's an overflood. Maybe there is a little bit of a drought in the holiday period. You know? Maybe. Or maybe sometimes 1-2 weeks in Ramadan, there may be a drought. Otherwise, there's a flood. Too many overflood. And people are not listening to the talks like they ought to listen. With that fever, that spirit, that open mind and open, they're not doing it. So we can see now that, you know, people are saturated with talks, so they're not listening to us like they're supposed to be listening to. We can say that. Very easy to shift the blame onto them. But do we also acknowledge the blame? Do we accept the blame? You know, but something wrong may be in me. Therefore, people have reached this point that they feel are saturated. Do we ever shift it onto ourselves? No, these people here, they got no qadar, they got no thirst, they really, really off the course for their minds and everything else, but not in deen. So we can shift the blame onto them very easily. But at any time, do we also accept responsibility for this dive and this dip? There must be a reason. Why are they showing this type of disinterest? There must be a reason. If the coke was original, right, then people are going for it. But now the quality has dropped, so I see the clientele are moving away. They're making a big noise in the management why the sales are going on now. But the coke is not looking that there's a problem in the coke, in the product. And because of the problem in the product, people are not coming for it. Now, the right thing is not to solve the clientele, but to improve the product. That's the need of the time. The Ansar had two tribes, Aus and the Khazraj. And before Islam, there was a fight, there was a war going on for more than 120 years, Yomul Kilab, Kulabu Kilab, killing. One person's camel crossed, and then that person shouted this person hit that person, fought swords, ensuing, ending up in hundreds of deaths. And then Rasulullah Paksam came in, and then وَاسْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Now you were at loggerheads with the blessings of Islam. وَكُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He joined you. Now you're buddies now, brothers. Can't do without each other. Just now you are bloodthirsty, and now you're lovethirsty. Before you were bloodthirsty, and now you're thirsty for love, to give love. Either you want to give love or you want to receive love. See how the tables were changed. So dilo ke phirne wala kon hai? Iskuntum aadaan fa allafa bayna qulubikum. Fasbahtum bi ni'mati ikhwana. So that came in, how it came in, that wa atasimu bi hablillah. They held on to the rope. Al mamdudu min as-sama' ila al-ard, that comes from the heaven reaching the earth. That is the Quran and the Hadith. Al-Quran wa ittiba'u sunnati. So hold on to the Quran, and that is the thing that will join you. You joined up with that, then Allah Ta'ala will join you. You joined up with that, then Allah Ta'ala will see that you are joined to people. But you didn't join up there, you left that loose, and you want this to be fast, can't happen. So correct that first. مَنْ أَصْلَحَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِ. Go and rectify that. Go and correct that. Now this is such a good time to start off this thing here. Today is the 29th. Tonight you may sight this moon. Allah knows whether you'll sight it or not. Right. Now it's what a good time. 30 days from now, then into Ramadan, there is more than a chilla. And what a beautiful time to correct ourselves. We need at least, minimum, at least a chilla, and dedicated, full dedication, focus, devotion. And أَخْلَصَ أَرْبَعِينَ فَجَّرَ اللَّهُ أَنْهَارَ الْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ لِسَانِي. 40 days, but nice, properly, devoted, dedicated. That is totally to Allah Ta'ala, no adulteration and no pollution to Allah Ta'ala. So now they are brothers. The enmity has been transformed into muhabbat. They love each other. They want to give their lives for each other. Meanwhile, the world is designed in such a way that where there's good, there's going to be evil. Where there's going to be Musa alayhi salam, there'll be a Pharaoh. Where there'll be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there'll be Abu Jahl. So that's how the world has been designed. So it's going to be good, there's going to be some evil element as well. That is why we say an amta alayhim, you say ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim as well. This is when you say Bismillah, you say A'udhu Billah as well. Don't you say that? So this world is designed that way. So it's going to be good, there's going to be the evil forces, and they're going to be there. And sometimes I think that the evil forces is a blessing. Because there's a struggle now. When there's a struggle, your sabah is going to be increased, going to be multiplied. But there's no struggle, no pain, no gain. So there's a struggle, you'll work, you'll cry, and then everything is elevated. It's quite famous of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu that he missed out his tahajjud namaz. The next night, someone came to get him up for tahajjud. So Muawiyah got up. What happened? So he asked the person, what happened? I got you up for tahajjud because last night you missed out your tahajjud. So you don't miss out for the second night. He gripped his hand, but who are you? He's a king now. King can speak with authority. But who are you? No, it's all right. I just got you for, you know, you come up in time. But who are you? Mr. Shaitan. But why? You're supposed to mislead people. And why are you leading me to the right? So you know, last night you missed out, right? And the way you cried, that love elevated you. Now, I just want you to bring it even. Don't go too high up, please. See, it's the shaitan's work. That when the person is progressing, you have to break him down. So the shaitan and nafs won't leave you. Right to the end, that thing is going to be. Just want to break you down. And in all this, you need that help. وَعْتَسِيمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. So, Mr. Yahud, he saw this. Shammas bin Qais, he saw this whole spectacle. And he reflected for a moment what was the enmity like and what they are like now. Okay. So I said, the whole world is about power and wealth. Be it the governments, be it the people, be it the learned, be it the educated. But that element is in you. If it's not active, then don't think it's dead. It's there. And sometime it's on this surface. Wealth and power, recognition. So is the imam now, you're halfway right. Imam made a mistake. Hey, give Rukma straight away. See, I know Yasin also, man. Surah Rahman, I know it. So now you said, you know, Kulluman alayhi afan. You didn't know the next side. Yes, Aluman Fisamawat. Straight to you. Why? What's the thing that's pushing you? Yeah, there are the hafizes, but why were you so forward in trying to give that answer? See that recognition, people understand, I'm also something. So that thing doesn't leave you. It'll show itself, but in one way, other way, different ways. But it's going to surface. Don't think at any time that it's dead. It may be not active, but it doesn't mean it's dead. And it will come in discreet ways, very, very subtle ways it's going to show itself. And so you have to be on the watch out for it at all times. The nafs will leave you. So this shaitan Yahud, he saw the spectacle and the fire of jealousy just began to enrage. You know, what were these people now and what they are like now? And the Yahud, at that time and today, he is the money shark, loan sharks, right? But now they got all very glorified names. Sometimes it's a bank, sometimes it's Mudaraba, Murabaha. So there were a lot of glorified names. The Zamana Isai, Rasulullah Sahib used to say, ye sikka ra'ijul waqt hai, ya nifaq. This fronting is the currency of the time. So you give a good front and do anything behind. After that, do everything, whatever you want to do, but give a good fronting. So it's murabaha, takaful, mudaraba. So the fronting looks very Islamic. And behind the scenes, you're doing anything and everything. So everything is permissible now. See that? So he says that, yes, sikka ra'ijul waqt. This is the currency of the day. And being the currency, now you have to be careful. Because the greater concern became the fronting, how it looks. So now he saw this whole thing. And I just spoke about Hirakal. So, what was his pain? He was an alim of the right school, at the right time. But now, he wanted that to continue after the termination, after the expiry. The thing expired, the wisdom expired, but he wanted that to continue. Because he had a recognition, he had influence, he had power, he had control. Now, if he's going to relinquish, then everything is going to be gone. See how his mind was working. Just because of this, I would have gone. He says, I would have washed his feet. But now I'm afraid that I'll lose the power, I'll lose the control, I'll lose the control over the finance, lose the control over the people. It'll be gone. But then, what a bargain he lost. Think to yourself, what he lost, what he went for. But what was the impediment that we did? We talk of miracle and talk of the story and give 101 sharah on the track. But what was the point of his descent? Where did he lose? Do you ever think now, right? This was the point of his becoming deviant or dissent? Do we have those elements within us? Do we think about it like that? So anyway, you saw this loving and mohabbat, and now he had to create some story to break it up. So he's thinking now, what do I do to break this mohabbat? So he thought of an idea, and one of the persons he was quite familiar with, so he tells him softly, you know that Yomul Gulab and how things were carrying on, but what an excellent time, you've got so many people here, hundreds of people around you, then let's talk about, let's extol the excellence, the praises of your father, you know, his valor, his bravery, his courage, how powerful he was, right? See that? So Shaitan just gives one line. That one line, then you take it one line to the next line. So if you want to extol the virtue, the honor, the praises of your father, I was in opposition, right? Or my father was in opposition. So in the process, he's going to be smashing me down. And when he's going to be smashing me down, then I'll smash him down. That's natural. He'll be extolling the excellence, the praises, right? In the process, because the war, in a war, you're going to speak the virtue of your people against your opposition. And I'm the opposition, I'm the opposition's son. So I come to the defense. I said, my father was like this, and he smashed you guys like this. But you see what happens. Now, when that happened now, so their words exchanged. And when the words exchanged, then they drew out swords. See, I used to see a Mustafa Rahmatullahi, whoever you are, but he wants that lesson of humility be to be entrenched deep into you. So, I won't mention the person's name, but he came with 2-3 people, right? One of his murids. So, they're coming to meet Mustafa Rahmatullahi, and I can still remember the words. مشایخ تو تنہا نہیں آتے وہ اپنے مریدین کو ساتھ لے کر کے چلتے ہیں. What was the word? Why? See, to cut you down again, to bring you down. But because that's the taraqqi, that's the progress. And they can't see you going down. They want to see you just progressing. They can't see you going down. They just want to see you going down, going forward. Other Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, so of this age, right, he was an expert of Hadith, right. So then he gives a relationship of the first and the last Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Well, his wordings are very simple, but it's filled to capacity with meaning. Wordings are very simple. No jawbreakers or big words. Simple words. Though he's an expert in language also, if you look at his ojas, expert in language also. But the way he comes across, so simple, like it's natural, you know. He's saying his heart. So he says, see what Imam Bukhari is telling us, that get your niyat right, and praise Allah Ta'ala alone, subhanAllah bihamdi subhanAllah. But that 2 words is an encyclopedia in itself. What? Get your niyat right, and praise Allah Ta'ala alone. I ask you, when you gave a talk, and you didn't hear anybody saying anything about the talk. Nobody said, hey, Mullah, very good talk. Nobody gave a compliment. Well, how are you? All right, we'll have lunch with us. No compliment whatsoever. 3 weeks in a row, you made so much of mutara, rejected properly, and how dynamic talk you gave. But absolutely no comment. Dil mein kya guzarta hai? What happens to the heart? So see what the Shaykh is saying. Niyat at the beginning, and after that, only the praise of Allah Ta'ala alone. So he said it in very simple words, but it's an encyclopedia filled with meaning. So anyway, you're talking about this. So anyway, when this happened, words exchanged. When words exchanged, they draw the swords. Now, at this point, Rasulullah SAW got word that this was going on. So, with a group of Sahaba Kiram that were around, Rasulullah SAW, they came to the scene straight away. And his words, what is this? Whilst I'm in your midst, when Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with Islam and Iman, and you have bonded so well, and then what is this? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ How are you going to go back to Kufr? What's wrong? They just had to hear this from Rasulullah, but look at their hearts. What excellent hearts they must have had, right? What beautiful, receptive, good hearts. One line, and it was enough for them. They crying, they hugging each other, made mafkalas. And I got a problem with Rafiq Bhai. For a Eid now we'll meet. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaykum salam. That's it, class. I keep my distance, you keep your distance. Are we anywhere close to the Sahaba Kiram? Anywhere close? See that they hug each other, make maaf, and the story again. It's فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا By His grace you became like brothers. But now, what type of beautiful, great hearts he must have had. In a second, just to change. Imagine, at a point where I drew a sword, I spoke against your father, I pulled out my sword, about to chop your head, and then in one word, I can just change. Alright. Overall, it was the mu'jiza and the miracle of Rasulullah SAW. But also, we can't ignore the goodness of the hearts. See, you talk of the goodness of the seed, but you also have to talk of the goodness of the land, isn't it? Not just the seed, more the seed, but the goodness of the soil as well. Soil is so good. Right. So now, the Quran has got a way, when there's a crisis, the Quran Sharif will show you the solution. It will not just leave you in the lurch. A doctor is complete if he shows the diagnosis and he prescribes as well. So he showed you that he diagnosed and then he showed you the solution. But he only diagnoses and he doesn't show the solution, so he's deficient. Isn't he deficient? Diagnose, alright, the diagnosis is quite right. But he didn't show you what is the solution, so it's halfway left in the lurch. Said you got cancer. Now then, uske baad kya karna chahiye? Nothing. No radium, not this treatment, not that treatment, nothing. So he left in the lurch, he put you in more ghabrat. So he shows you the problem, and then he directs you to the solution. So that's the beauty of the Quran Sharif, and the magnificence of the Mubarak words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They identify the problem and they show you, alright, this is what you made a problem, alright, now look for a solution. So now, then Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. First one, after this whole thing, right? Fear Allah Ta'ala as you should fear Him. So the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the word that is used is taqwa. Taqwa literally means to abstain and to refrain. Guard yourself. To restrain, to abstain, right? Then there's an entry level to taqwa. Abstinence and refraining is an entry level. The entry level is, save yourself from shirk and disbelief. That's the entry level. Without this, there's no iman. So you need to check your iman, that is your iman right as well? So the entry level of iman is when I speak about Allah Ta'ala, He's a Rasul Sassan, your heart is accepting it straight away. Oh, it doesn't apply to me and or what they think of me. So no. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي قُلُوبِ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضِيْتُ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ There's no restraint. If the word of Allah Ta'ala is Rasulullah SAW, there's no restraint. Heart is accepting straight away. لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضِيْتُ So there's no restraint. One, I have to say it, and the heart is just taking it. The heart has become such. Then you have to just say it, and then the heart has taken it such. It's like a sponge that is totally dry. And you put water, it soaks straight away. The heart is that. It's totally, but if it's already filled with water, then water will just flow over. So the heart is like a sponge, dried sponge. You're putting water, you're just taking it. Big sponge now, put water, you're just taking it straight away. Or a land that is very thirsty, You put in water, spring up with soil, it does drink it straight away. So that is the entry level. And that entry level is so important that if that is not right, then the rest of the edifice also is all going to crack down. Because the entry level, that's the foundation, that was not right. And we may think, I say La ilaha illallah, so what's wrong with me? Surah Munafiqun, the first line, and they also said, Nashhadu innaka la Rasulullah. Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqina la kadibun. They also said La ilaha illallah. But what Allah says, Yashhadu innal munafiqina la liars. So now, the hypocrisy may be in belief, the hypocrisy may be in deed. So what is the hypocrisy in belief? You know, we're showing iman in front and we are concealing disbelief. Hypocrisy in deed, we're showing a good front, but the opposite is inside the heart. We're talking about have a good heart, but in the heart I've got some poison, some toxin against someone, right? So is that nifaq or not? Nifaq, not at the level of iman, but at the level of amal, there is some nifaq. So this iman has to be corrected, rectified. Rectified all the time, in this day especially. For there's so many things around. Right? So many things around. And that iman has to be corrected. And especially if you're interacting with people, but even more. Because there's two types of people that will interact. One is that person that is very sound. He doesn't get influenced and affected. But then how sound? Imam Muhammad Ilyas says that I leave sometimes the markaz to go to Istimal. And I go with a good company. Ulama, righteous people. Spending 3 days, 5 days, 10 days. When I come back, I still find a change in me. Then I have to go to Raipur, sit in the company of Zikr, etc. for that amount of time. Then I see the correction of the heart. Otherwise, I find a rain, the ghanu ala qalbi. I find a cloudy feeling between me and Allah. I don't find the same clear relationship. So if there's a cloudy feeling, now I ask you, when you're going to be reading the Quran or the Hadith, is it going to permeate the heart? When the heart has been, you've gone wala qalbi. Is it going to permeate? Now, a revivalist like Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, who just fall asleep and see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as though the ziyarat was in his ikhtiyar, right? And he's saying, now, I feel a feeling of cloudiness when this thing has to happen. So when he saw the need, then, oroko samajlo. Then, if there's a cloudiness and we carry on, we don't rectify this thing here, then is our understanding secure? If the understanding is not secure, what we're giving out is going to be right. It'll also have a cloudy feeling. And now we're saying, hey, people are not listening. But are we right as well? Are they clouded or not? So, there's so many things that are going around. You know, on the lighter side, about some years ago, maybe 5 years, 6 years ago, I don't know, I can't remember now. So, one woman complained, you know, my husband, he drives wild. He gets scared when he's driving. So what must read? So I said, just read your kalamas. Is there anything better than Afzalul Zikri? And at that time, what was the best thing? But now, people like to send everything viral. Nothing went viral. It was the whole world. Right. Before that or after that, one question came. So, see how people's minds are clouded, right? So the question that came up, talking about iman, and get the iman right. So, someone asked, what's your take on feminism? I said, to me, just rewording it, right? It's an extension to Satanism. So, some ulama from some place, they didn't like the answer. They smashed me down. I kept quiet. I said, dunya hai, you'll have Abu Jahl, and you'll have Abu Bakr also. So, why look at Abu Jahl? Look at Abu Bakr.
What are you going to get looking at Abu Jahl? Leave him now. Look at Abu Bakr. Look at Umar. Abu Jahl will be there. Umayyah ibn Khalf will be there. So why must look at them? When you have so great people around you, why must look at them? See them. Make shukr that you got Abu Bakr around you. Make shukr that you got Umar around you. So now leave Madinah Munawwara. See this brilliant of what they're doing. Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, what they're doing. See that. So you got Abu Bakr around, Umar around, so why worry it? So these people will carry on, right? If you want to eat, you want to mess yourself, aren't you? So you say, no, I stop eating now. Hey, you're not eating. What a messy job it is. You're not going to eat at all now. So, khana chhod denge. You came to the world, you're going to eat, you're going to mess up also. So it happened. What are those things? Where it's going to transform into blood and energy, it's going to transform into waste also. So you're going to have the good and the bad. We just take it with a cheer. Alhamdulillah, we light. You've got the good people around us. So these people, they find some excitement in that. So let them get excited. MashaAllah, they get excited, they find some maja, tamasha. Let them carry on, no? At least someone is getting excited now. Otherwise, you know, we should be so dull, you know. Some people are finding some excitement, thrilling themselves and all that. Let them get the thrill, let them carry on. So why must you worry about this? It was a different thing. Wo agar hamara khuda hote, it's a different thing. If they were the khuda, it's a different thing. Leave them. They're enjoying themselves, they're thrilling themselves, and WhatsApping each other and all that. At the expense of someone else's integrity and reputation, let them breathe. MashaAllah, you're doing it. Very good. You're getting excited. You're finding some tamasha. You're finding some fulfillment. Carry on. Good luck to you for that class. Write him off class. You had a shop, right? Before it was 4x4. So at the end of the day, you lost 4 and you overlooked it, isn't it? Now 40x40 must be able to accept that 40 rand. And 400x400, then 400 rand. 4,000x4,000, as you're expanding, that must have the capacity to lose also so much. Hey, I made a 4,000 rand loss now. Let's close this shop here. We'll go into the street and open a shop there. Kuch hoga kya? Nahi bhai. It doesn't happen. You know, we were living in Randall's Road, in Nara, yeah? So, there were radicals living around, four types of people. So there was a burglary, someone stole something big. So my mother says, I look at her father, my Nana. He is calm and he's reading his Quran Sharif and all that. She went around and said, but you're not feeling affected, what's wrong with you? She said, no, but see, when you get money, one portion is for you, right? One portion is for the business, and one portion also is for the thief as well. So everybody got his portion, let him take his share and carry on. We must carry on, see how much we made, and carry on, enjoy our life. Why worry about, hey, in the future, just take a little bit more precaution and carry on with your life. So, this strange, some alim also said this, prominent person, and he didn't like what I said. But now, at least he should have asked why this is. Why is it an extension to Satanism? The reason is, Shaitan, he applied his reasoning against Allah Ta'ala. Didn't he? Didn't he say, Ana khair? Didn't he say, Asjudu liman khalaqta tina? I'm better. So, in effect, effectively what he said to Allah Ta'ala, he said, oh Allah Ta'ala, your decision, you need to reconsider your decision. See, I am superior, he is inferior. And it's supposed to be the other way around. The inferior is supposed to be bowing down, not the superior. Now you are saying in opposite. So he was contesting what? He's applied his reasoning against Allah Ta'ala. Now, that same reasoning is extended to feminism. What they are saying, when this thing was getting a bit hot, so I asked one university student, medicine, whatever, I asked him, you are there, and you all know more of what's of the current affairs. So I want to know, what's your take? What do you feel about feminism? So he says, what do you think? What is feminism? So I said, no, it's about gender equality. Then I'm asking more of it, and how does it apply to your life, gender equality? He said, well, you and your wife must be identical, same. She mustn't have anything superior to you, and you are not superior to her. Both of you are identical. So that means you go directly against the command, Ar-Rijalu Qawwamuna Al-Nisa. Men are leaders of women.
So are you applying your reasoning against the word of Allah Ta'ala or in conformity with Allah Ta'ala? So is your reasoning and shaitanic reasoning is the same or not? No, being an alim, and then, so you see, Hiraqal was also an alim. And how he went off? And he died in kufr. Kana akhiru kalami. Akana akhiru amri. He understood it, and then too. So that knowledge is not an immunity, it's not a security. As we think, no, it's an alim, so this overlooking. So why did Bukhari say, kana akhiru amri? Being an alim, he spoke out against him. Why? Because that alim is an alim as long as he's on the track. But he's got the best eloquent speech, he's attracting crowds. But he's off the track. A train is off the track. Got all the amenities, first class, the comforts, the enjoyment, everything. Private cabin, and got a shower and a bed, everything. All attendants, a room and everything he got there. But it's off the track. You see, kamka. So the alim is an alim as long as he's on the track. The track is Sunnah and the Quran. Off the track, then you go. Then there's no immunity, there's no security, whoever you are. Whoever you are, haqqa tuqati. See that, I'm asking this universe, what you mean? See, you all are down. You all can relate and identify. So explain to me. See, it comes to an estate, a winding an estate. And the feminists will say, equal rights. In the Quran, he'll be saying, لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَزِّ الْأُنْثَيِّ. Right? That the woman has half the share of a man, right? لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ. So, aren't we applying our reasoning against the word of Allah Ta'ala? So now we are saying, I got needs, she got needs. When both are the same, children of the same father, must get the same. Why this disparity? Why the difference? So what are you using? Using your reasoning against the word of Allah. So that's the extension to Satanism. But now we hear the word, he's a feminist or she's a feminist, and we're quite fine with it, we're quite comfortable with it. We're comfortable with what? With Satanism. I ask you, is there any difference between this and Satanism? And do you ever think of it like this? So we make this type of sweeping statement, not understanding what's the ramifications and the consequence. We don't realize. Because we're not understanding, not thinking of deen, not sitting, right, what is this word here, how does it apply. But it must be someone that's eloquent, you can give a very good, good talk you must give. And we must just take it from him. Someone must just come and give a fleeting. See what Mullah Sulaiman, this Mullah Salim is saying, by can be a simple talker, but his khiyalat, nazriyat, ghalat na. Otherwise, you're looking at eloquent talkers, they can sweep the crowd, and they destroying the iman of people. I worried about it. Nobody's concerned about it. There are talkers who's all local, from South Africa, who's saying, celebrate Christmas, and yet they say, ulama, so must respect the differences. And clear invitation to disbelief. No, must celebrate Christmas. When you're talking of the Quran Sharif verses, قَاتِلُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً, he said, well, I heard it personally. Same crowd, one crowd. Right? So what are they saying? No, the Quran Sharif has got in record just for historical purposes. Is it distortion or not? Tahrif or ma'navi or not? And we're saying, no, it's all right. Don't have differences. Don't speak out against anybody. Everything is fine. Then why do you speak out against Mr. Shaitan? Is he not an alim? But why speak out against him? What was his mistake? You're singling Shaitan out, and everybody else says, oh, he's an alim, respect him. But he's also an alim. In fact, a'lamu minhum. Then the same crowd. It's a ulama meeting, and he's saying, what he's saying? That he's a rabbi friend. Not supposed to say friend. Rabbi friend. So he says, no, it's Muslims want that they must dominate over the world. Islam must dominate. So I say, you're wrong. No, that's not our purpose. Now, luckily, Mullah Ismail Abdul Rahim was there, the head of the girls' madrasa. He said, no, hey,
Don't be apologetic. Look, that's the Quran Sharif is saying. قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّ لِلَّهِ. Go on fighting until there is no shirk. Fitna means shirk. وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّ لِلَّهِ. And the religion of Islam, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, that prevails. Now you're being apologetic, you like the talk, ulama are liking the talk, they're listening to them and giving it to the public. I say, why, you're corrupting the beliefs or not? They're looking so nice, the talks are so nice, but is your belief right? Is their belief right? Are you corrupting or not? Then in the words of the fuqaha, this is called zandaqa and ilhad. Ilhad is saying, you give a good front, Islamic names, and you redefine the whole thing. What? The front is too good, but you're redefining. See that, ittaqullah haqqa tuqati. So I'm showing you the entry level of iman, without which your Ramzan is all off, your namaz no value, everything is gone. Because the iman is gone. When the iman is gone, you've got any base. The base is gone, then what you got? So fix this thing up. And when I say fix it up, by then go to these people that are sound. That's why we say, Imam Malik Rahmatullah, his statement, لَيْ يُسْلِحَ وَلَيْ يَسْلَحَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُوهَتْ أَوَّلُهُ. The latter of this ummah will only go right if they, say in my own words, if they walk in the footsteps of the elders. Just hold to them, you won't go off. But now you like this fiery speeches, eloquent speeches, you're taking them, drawing from them, and giving it, calling them to your masjid, in the words of Mawlana Salim Durat, giving the mimbar. And he's asking, is it not a clear breach of trust? Those people that had sponsored the masjid, the site, etc., what were the intentions? They died and they go now. But what were the intentions? That the work or the true word of Allah Ta'ala must emanate from this point and these people. And then you are breaching the trust, giving the mimbar to everybody and anybody. And in fact, now if someone is refused that spot, they say, no, but why? 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 It's a clear thing. It's not a thing that is ambiguous. It's clear, right? If I am not a doctor, right, and I'm advising patients on sicknesses, etc., so the doctor, physician, qualified, specialized, and he hears me say, just take this drug here, take that injection, he'll say, you're a jahil. When he says that, you're a jahil, you're not supposed to be standing at this point. But if the doctor begins to advise on Islam, then I would say the same thing, that you're a jahil, you keep quiet. We'll take instructions from you. The same happens to an ordinary doctor, if he is now giving advice at a specialized level, then the specialist will try, but you're a jahil, you keep quiet. So the scholars in this day are at that level. Ordinary doctors, the ordinary doctors, but they want to pretend to be specialized. When they want to pretend to be specialized, they're giving everything and anything, and they think that we've got the right to see it. I say, is it right? It's not right. See, the topic on its own, right? So I just spoke about ittaqullah haqqa tuqati. Then there's a secondary level, there's an advanced level. But let's come to the verse, because time is up now. Let's come to the verse after this, to get that unity, what to do. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. So that's going to be a duty. Right? You can't say, now, I'm just happy with my Islam and my amal. No, can't say that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You be right and you encourage people to the right to the best of your ability. You be right. So Allah will see your iman to be complete if you are right, and you encourage the righteousness as well. And if you didn't, then you have missed out, lost out something. It's not, I'll see you in my grave, that's jahalat, that's ignorance. It's against the verse, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. But now, time is less. start off something, time is up. So, enjoining the good and stopping the evil is at two levels. One is in those matters that are conclusive, categorical and clear, right? That everybody can correct politely and kindly. I am an ignorant person. I saw someone coming to the masjid, performing namaz in the opposite direction. Everybody and anybody will correct. It's an obvious, clear, categorical thing. If the Haram Sharif Imam had to come to Hilal Masjid and read two rakats in place of three rakats of Maghrib, everybody would shout. Won't they? Why it's clear, categorical and conclusive. Everybody knows about it. So the prohibitions and the commands that are clear, then all must stop it, all must encourage. Then you get a secondary level where there are differences that can be negotiable, that we'll accept. Right? Like you got Imam Shafi saying something, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah saying something. We'll not only remain silent, we'll respect the Shafi. If he's saying the Ameen loudly, we'll respect it. Right? Although one is saying haram, one is saying is faraz. Shafi would say that Surah Fatiha behind the Imam is faraz. And the Hanafi would say it's not permissible. They're going diverse. But because both of them are mustahid, what? They are mustahideen. So they got the right to have an opinion. Why? What gives them the right? Because they have made a total, complete research. Istikhra'i tam. They made a research and the research is complete. Right? Their understanding is great. Right? And the niyat, you have no misgivings about the niyat. The niyat is right, the research is right, understanding is sound, right? They have made a proper research. Now they come to a conclusion, you respect it. Although we have a different opinion, but you respect it. But if you're not at that level, and then you say, you know, must respect the differences of ulama-i kiram, then I ask you, why don't you respect the opinion of shaitan? Shaitan also said, ana khair. Didn't he say that? But do you respect that opinion? Why? He was a scholar. Do you dispute that he wasn't a scholar? So you need to have that level of research, number one, istikhra etam, tatabbu etam. Fahm must be great, and your niyat must be right. There must be no flaw in your niyat. Then you had an opinion, then we'll respect it. But you're not at that level, then don't pretend to be what you're not. لَا تَخْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِنَ. So there, we'll correct you. Say, no, you're not at that point. You are not at the position to have a single independent opinion. Remain here. Don't move away. I say, no. Talking about ulama now, right? I say, no, what's wrong?
Allah,
why did you need to have the parda? Remove the parda. You're like my daughter's job, right? So what happened to the verse? إِلَا سَأَلْتُمُهُ نَمَتَانِ. Straight against the Quran Sharif. And then we say, no, must respect.